So we're on Chavdalad Aleph. So again, the Gemara says, Hibayil humau lazkir shalchanah kabirkan amazon. So should a person mention Al Hanisim in benching? Now we all know we mention Al Hanisim in benching, but the Gemara has a question about this. Kimin drabanan hulam mit karinan. Should we say that since it's drabanan, we don't mention it? Now, Rashi says, Abirkan amazon, Rashi says, but filip shitalan, shirlalelo da nikbu, kidamin lael. The Gemara takes it, vadai, a person has to mention Al Hanisim in Tefillah and Shmona Esrei, because the Gemara later on, earlier, had said, on Chafalafo Mebeis, the Gemara had mentioned that you mentioned it, Bahalel uva hodaz. The Gemara takes it that Halel and Hodaz is talking about in the Tefillah. So the Gemara takes it, vadai, we mention it in the Tefillah, but are you obligated to mention in benching? Now, if you look in Tosfos, it's the third Tosos, Hibayil humaulaz kir shalchanaka b'chbir karamazon, he says, I want to say something else. He says, Teimadach mil ta'avaled la suki la'el gabe mili dechanaka. So Tosos is bothered why we didn't mention this earlier, but the Tosos after that, Maulaz kir shalchanaka b'chbir karamazon, b'tfilip shitalan damazkir, mishum b'tfilip b'tziborhu. So the Gemara, Tosos takes it, obviously we mentioned tefillah, because the essence of Hanukkah is to mention Pirsumei Nisa. We want to publicize the miracle. And Tefillah by its nature should always said Betzibur. In other words, now, unfortunately, you know, we have this whole thing with the coronavirus, but generally everybody should always be davening with the minion. He says, V'ika Pirsumei Nisa, about Birkan Amazon Shabbat, like the Pirsumei Nisa Kulehai. But with benching, you usually do the benching in the house, maybe you do it by yourself. Even if you have a mezuman, it's not such a Pirsumei Nisa. So that's the question. So we're on the sixth, seventh line from the top. So he says, came into Midrabanan Hulomat Karinan, Odilma Mishum Pirsumei Nisa Mid Karinan. Or perhaps we'll say it's because of Pirsumei Nisa. And we will mention it, even though Toshua said it's not such a Pirsumei Nisa, but we'll mention it in the Birkas Amazon for whatever Pirsumei Nisa we can get. That's what he wants to say. So Amarava, Amarav Schora, Amarav Huna, Eino Mazkir. So Rava says that a person is not obligated to say Al Hanisim in benching, V'imbala Hazkir, Mazkir Boda. But if he does mention it, then he should mention in the Bircha Hodah. We know in the benching, so there's the second bracha is Birchas Hodah, so you'll mention in the second bracha. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebei Rava. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda came Lebei Rava. So Beit could be the Beis Medrash, or it could be the house of Rava. The article translated it as the Beis Medrash of Rava. He says, Savra Lidkure Bebona Yerushalayim. He thought he would mention Al Hanisim in Bona Yerushalayim, in the bracha, the third bracha. So, and that's where we mention Yalav Yavo. That's where we mention Ritzei in the third bracha. So he thought he would mention Al Hanisim there as well. So we normally mention those things in the third bracha because we're longing for rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash. So he says, Amar Luhu Rav Sheshet, so he says it should mirror the tefillah, the Shmona Esrei. Ma tefillah behodah, just like in tefillah we mention Al Hanisim in Hodah, we mention Al Hanisim in the Birchas of Modim, he says, Af Birchas Ramazon behodah. So too, Birchas Ramazon should also be behodah. Okay, so let's just summarize what we did, and welcome to Olivia. Nice to see you around, Olivia. Brucha haba, she's visiting us from Riverdale. And I think I saw Ed there a little moment ago, and nice to have him as well. So the basic idea we learned was the Gemara took it that one wasn't obligated to say Al Hanisim in benching, but if one does say Al Hanisim in benching, then one should do it in the bracha of Hodah, in the bracha of Hodah. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts, anything we did so far? Anybody have a question? Okay, I'm going to move on then. Okay, let's keep moving. So, Ibailhu, the question was asked in the Beis Medrash, Ma'olaz kir Rosh Chodesh b'bir karamazon. Should I mention Rosh Chodesh? Should I mention Yalav Yavo in b'bir karamazon? He says, Imtimtzi lomor b'chanaka drabanan, so if you'll assume in the previous discussion that one's not obligated to mention Al Hanisim by Chanukah, because that's all rabbinic. It's a rabbinic holiday, so maybe there's no requirement to mention the benching. He says, Rosh Chodesh deraita tzarech. Perhaps Rosh Chodesh, in other words, the holiday, the institution of Rosh Chodesh, is set forth in the Torah. So perhaps I should be obligated to mention Rosh Chodesh and benching. O Dilma, came the lo asur basiat malacha lo maskriner. Or perhaps we could say that what the element is that obligates me to mention something in the Birkas Hamazon is the fact that I'm proscribed from doing work. In other words, if it's a yontiv, if it's a Shabbos, perhaps that's what creates the obligation to mention the Mayein Hama'ora. But on Rosh Chodesh, where I'm permitted to do work, perhaps there's no obligation, even though it's from the Torah at Rosh Chodesh, but perhaps since I'm not obligated to cease from Malacha, perhaps there's no obligation for me to mention it in the benching. So Rav Amar Mazkir, Rav says that a person should mention Rosh Chodesh in the benching. Rabbi Chanina Amar Eino Mazkir, Rabbi Chanina says one is not obligated to mention in the benching. Amar Rav Zrika Nekota Rabbi Yadei. So Rav Zrika said, hold on to Rav Shita. Rav Shita is that a person is obligated to mention Yala Biyavo for Rosh Chodesh. He says, Dekai Rav Oshia Kabate, because we see the Rav Oshia teaches a Braisa which supports Rav. He says, Detani Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia taught the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Yamim Sheish Bim Korban Musaf. If it's a day when one has a korban musaf, so korban musaf is an additional sacrifice, and we have a tefillat musaf that corresponds to it, he says kigon rosh chodesh v'chol shel moed. Let's say like rosh chodesh or a chol moed. He says arvid v'shacharit mincha mitpalel shmona esrei v'yomer me'in ha'ma'ora ba'avodah. So now he's shifting over to davening. We're talking about benching, but he's saying if it's you're davening shmona esrei. And it's Rosh Chodesh, or it's Chol HaMoed, so you'll mention it in the Avoda. In Ritzei, you'll mention Yalla B'Yavo. V'im lo amar ma'zirin oto. If he didn't mention it, he has to repeat. So it means if it's Rosh Chodesh, I leave out Yalla B'Yavo, I gotta go back. If it's Chol HaMoed, I leave out Yalla B'Yavo, I gotta go back. Now we know, the Poskim teach us, and we had in the Gemara Brachot, if you leave Yalla B'Yavo out on the night of Rosh Chodesh, then you don't have to go back. In other words, if you remember, after you completed the Bracha, HaMachazir Shechina Tola Tzion, then you don't go back on the night of Rosh Chodesh. But otherwise, you would go back. He says, so far that's fine, but it didn't help us what we're after. We're after the benching. So he says, V'ein Bahem Kiddush Alakos. So if it's Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, there's no Kiddush on the cup of wine, right? That we got. He says, V'yesh Bahem Hazkara B'Birkat HaMazon. But here, the Braisa says, one is obligated to mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in benching. So it's Mefurish in the Braisa that one is obligated to mention Rosh Chodesh so it's not Talui with the cessation of Avoda. In other words, clearly I do have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the davening and in the benching. I do have to mention in the benching, and I have to mention Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. Yamim she'ein b'hem korban musaf. Again, the Bryce is continuing. If it's days when there is no korban musaf, kigon she'ini b'chamishi, like Monday and Thursday. And we don't understand this. We must be patient. Let's say it's a Monday or a Thursday. V'taniot, or it's a fast day. U'ma'amadot. Now the ma'amadot are days when, you know, remember there's 24 mishmarot. There are 24 shifts of kohanim. And they each work a week, and then, you know, 1 week every 24 weeks. So, like, roughly, you know, 2 weeks out of the year you have to work. And remember, the Kohanim are divided into Batei Av, and they each get a day of the week. So, when the Mishmar is on duty in the Beis HaMikdash, so there could be members of the Mishmar that aren't in the Beis HaMikdash. And then there are also Levim Yisraelim who have a role to play in the bringing of the Korban Tamid. So they're in their towns and cities, they're saying certain tefillot, and they're fasting certain days. They're fasting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday they're fasting, and davening that the Korban of Shemini.
I thought it was Monday, Thursday, Monday.
We'll see in a minute. We'll see in Rashi, but I don't think it's going to be the way you said it. Anyway, there are days that they have fasting and special tefillot. So the Gemara says, U'mamadot, Sheni v'chamishi. That's it. So the Gemara says, that's the Braisa. So the Gemara interjects, and the Gemara says, we don't understand the Braisa. Sheni v'chamishi mayavidatayu. What does Monday and Thursday have to do with anything? What's so special about that? In other words, the Braisa is teaching me, if it's a day that I don't say Korban Musaf, so we'll see what the din is, but the Gemara says that what does Monday and Thursday have to do? So the Gemara says the way the Brisa should be understood that it's talking about the Monday and Thursday and Monday. In other words, sometimes the Bezdin declares a series of fasts. There's no rain, so they say fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, and then it says so. El Sheni v'Chamishi v'Sheni Shel Taniyot u'Ma'amadot. So Arvi. Now the Brisa continues. Arvi b'Shacharu Mincha mitpalel Shmona Esrei. So I'm going to daven a Shmona Esrei from Arev, Shacharu, and Mincha. V'Omer Me'ein Hamaora b'Shomei Tefila. I'll mention in my Shomei Tefila, I'll say Anenu. Me'ein Hamaora means something that's like, you know, like relates to the day, to the event that took place on that day. So I'll daven Anenu at Mariv, Shacharis, and Mincha. That's what the time of the Brisa is saying. Vim lo amar in machzirato. But if he didn't say it, he didn't say Anenu, we don't make him go back. And then ve'im hem kedusha lakos. So in parentheses, which you, as you know, means we usually are not go race this, it means that one doesn't recite Kiddush. So it's hard to understand why I would even think that I would recite Kiddush. So he does mention here, 1 minute, let me find it. Let me get one second. He's here somewhere. He quoted Rabbeinu Yonatan. Yeah, here it is. It's footnote 22 in the Art Scroll. He said, Rabbeinu Yehonatan, citing the Chidush Aran, says that the ruling is needed for the cases of Chanukah and Purim, which are the category of days that have no Musaf. So, in other words, the Tana of the Brisa is talking about if you don't say Musaf, so he says certain things he mentioned in Shomei Tefila, and that's when it's a fast day, but then he says that you don't say Kiddush. So, according to Rabbeinu Yehonatan, who's mentioned in the Ran, is saying that on Chanukah and Purim I don't have Kiddush. He says, even though they're holidays, no Kiddush. The Ran himself says that the ruling pertains to fast days and teaches one may eat during the preceding evening. You don't have to say Kiddush. In other words, there's a certain kalat shame on the day. I don't have to say Kiddush the night before. Let me just finish now. I don't say anything in the benching. So in terms of the fast day. So there's a couple of different dinim here. Let's take it out. Two parts to this. So the first part is the part that we're dealing with Rosh Chodesh. And it's mentioning that we do mention it in Birkas Hamazon. That's the main reason we brought it in. Let's look now. All right, so that part we have. So that was the proof. That was the proof. And if you look, at the Rashi, the fourth wide line on top, Omer Meinam Ora Ba'avoda, Levakish Rachim Al Yisrael V'Al Yushalayim, Lashiva Vodal Mekom Lasot Korbanot Hayom. Well, this is talking about Meinam Ora Ba'avoda in Ritzei, but the idea is that we want to restore the Korbanot in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now, then the second part of the Brisa mentioned about the fast days and saying Tefillat Anenu. Now, in terms of the Ma'amadot, if you look at the Rashi on the 10th narrow line, I hope you're looking, Yosef, this Rashi, it says, V'shel Ma'amadot, Klomar, Yamim Shel Ma'amadot, Shayu Mit'anin Arba'at Taniyot B'Shabbat. Rashi said they fasted 4 days each week. Sheni Ushlishi Reviv Bechamishi, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. U'me'ein Hama'ora Didhu Tefillat Tanit. So the Me'ein Hama'ora on the fast day is the Tefillah of Anenu. It would be the Tefillah of Anenu. Then, now, again, so the Brisa said that you'll say Anenu at Mariv and Shacharis and Mincha. That's what the Brisa said. So let's look at the Rashi. Arvit, Lele Knisatan, even though you're going to eat and drink the whole night. In other words, these are fasts that you're going to begin fasting with daybreak, you know, a lot of shachar. And you're going to eat the night before, but notwithstanding the fact that you're eating the night before, you're still going to say aninu at Mariv. He says, All right, that's what Rashi says initially. Let me just finish the Rashi, then I'll come back. He says he found a Brisa quoted in Tshuva the Gaonim. He says Shanu Rabbeinu Pamim Shadam Shuri B'Tanit Ve'Inu Mitpaleil. Sometimes a person's fasting and he does not say Anenu. He says, "Upamim she'ino shuri b'tamim paleil." Sometimes a person is not fasting and does say anenu. So sometimes a person is fasting and does not say anenu. Sometimes he's not fasting and he does say anenu. He says, "Haketzad kam b'chisa ka kam b'tziata." One is talking about when the fast begins and one or at the beginning of the day and when the end of the day. Klomar erev tanit af pisha tidlachol achar tefila mipaleil tefila tanit. So it means on the night going into the Tanis, so I'm still eating, but I'll still say anenu. So I'm eating, but I'm saying anenu. And then he says, the night following the Tanis, he says, so in other words, I'm fasting, let's say Monday was the fast, and now I'm davening Maariv, and Maariv relates to Tuesday. So, but I will not say anenu, because that tefillah doesn't relate to the day of the fast. He says, "Afal pi shodinu b'tanit shemapleil tefillat arbi dinu pleil tefillat tanit b'stop divrei gaonim katvu abal einon regil lomar arvit v'afilu shachrit." So then Rashi quotes from the ends of the words from these gaonim that our minhag is not to say it at Maariv and even in shachris shemi rolo ones choli obolmus. Because we're afraid that you'll have this ravenous hunger and then you'll have to break the fast and you'll be like a liar in terms of your tefillah. Okay, let's go back. So the basic idea we're learning, and this is an idea that the Rav discussed also, and Rav Konigsberg has it in his Sefer on the Taniyot, that there's like some people have the misimpression that all the restrictions of fast begin when you can't eat. But there's an idea of the Yom HaTanis, the day of the Tanis. So if, let's say, Thursday is a fast day, and let's say Asar B'Tei can come on a Thursday, but let's say whatever day it would be the fast day. So if the prohibition against eating might be that morning, but there could be prohibitions that click in from the night before, because the night is also Yom HaTanis. Now the Mechaber brings that shita down. The Mechaber takes it that one should say anenu in all the tefillah of the day, you know, beginning with Maariv. Now, the Rashi quoted from the Teshuvah of the Gaonim that we don't want to do it that way because we're afraid. Let's say a person says anenu in the morning and then he's hit by this ravenous hunger and he has to break his fast. So it comes out that he was a liar when he said, "Biyom tzom tani tenu." Like, answer us, Hashem, on this day of our fast, implying that he's fasting that day, and then in the end of the day, he's not fasting. So therefore, the sheet of the Rashi is, you'll only say Anenu at Mincha. At Mincha, presumably, the day is closing in on the end of the day, and I assume you have at least Rov of the day there, and so that'll be the way that will work. All right, now, just one second, let me get something out from this. One second, I'll open up the floor for discussion in one second. Let me get one of these sheets out. Let me see what he's got here. All right, this we have with this. Now, now he mentions here, this is from the Daf Yomi Digest. He mentions that some poskim cited Yerushalmi that you say anenu in all three tefillot. All three tefillot. And then he says the tour notes this was the prevalent custom in Spain. The tour says that was the custom in Spain to say anenu to all three tefillot. Now, he quotes from Reb Zrachi Alevi, that's the Baal Ma'or, he quotes the Yerushalmi, but he takes that Yerushalmi is talking about fasts that begin the night before, like Tishbav. In other words, so he takes it when the Yerushalmi says that you'll mention all the tefillot, that's talking about like a fast that began the night before. However, for a fast that we just do during the daylight hours, the anenu cannot be included while it's still permitted to eat. Ergo, anenu is not said during Maariv, preceding the daytime fast. So presumably, it would be said at Shacharis and at Mincha. And I think that's the minhag among Sfardim, right? Let me hear from my Sfardim. Yosef, right? Is it Sfardim?
Yes, Sfardim. Say at Shacharis and Mincha.
Right, that's the way Sfardim do it. So even though the Mechaber says to do it at Maariv, but Sfardim do it at Shacharis and at Mincha. We Ashkenazim do it at Mincha, is the way we do it. Now, and then he mentions by Rashi that we did with that. Okay, now he says here that the Meiri challenges the reasoning that Rashi gives. He says Anenu is intended as a general communal prayer, not a private individual supplication. and as such, even if one is forced by unplanned circumstances to curtail his fast, the supplication would not be false because it still applies to larger community. In other words, Rashi says, how can I have a tefillah if I'm not fasting? I'm saying, I need to be Yom Tzom Tani Tenu. The Meiri says, Yom Tzom Tani was talking about the aggregate, the whole community is fasting. So it's not a sheker, because everybody is, hopefully, still fasting. All right, now, so I think we did this. Now, the Ramah says that the common practice is that we say it by Mincha. All right, now, let me just do another, let me open up the floor. Anybody have any questions? What do you got for me, Fern? Unmute yourself.
Yeah, I don't know if it's totally related, but it always struck me that during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, there is no insert in the benching. Why is there an insert for every other type of day, basically, except a regular Yom Kol, and not for Aseret Yemei Tshuva, when you're supposed to be so absorbed in this process?
Again, we're talking about days that have the day has like a, that the day has a certain significance. Either the day has special korbanot, or the day is Aser Basiyat Malacha, or the Chamim were kovei these days as a holiday, you know, for Hoda'ah. But in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, even though they're significant days, I don't think they fall into any of those categories. Right?
I guess, but it always struck me as odd.
In other words, like by Purim and by Chanukah, thank you Hashem for doing this miracle. The others were saying, like, restore the avoda so we can bring the korbanot that are appropriate to be brought on those days. So I don't think the Aseret Yemei Tshuva would fit in with any of that.
Thank you in advance, but okay.
Everybody,
I have a question.
What's up, Robert?
Why is all of this in this tractate instead of in Racham?
Okay, first of all, let's refer to it as a Masechta, right? We're done with tractates. Okay, you're beyond that.
Whatever.
All right, Masechta. Okay, so the answer is that because Chanukah was mentioned in the second parak. Remember, we had Chanukah beginning in Chaf Aleph a few days ago. So Chanukah...
Right.
I think he's asking that question. With the near-near.
Okay. Right, Chanukah was brought in because we mentioned the dinim of lighting candles, and then we mentioned Chanukah. Once we mention Chanukah, so we're hooked into this issue about mentioning things, but the idea is, you know, that, like, if you want to have, knowledge of a certain area, you can't just learn one Masechta. In other words, even if you want to know Dinim of Shabbos, it's not enough to know Masechta Shabbos. There could be sugyas elsewhere in Shas that relate to Shabbos. And if you want to be Baki and Tfilot, not enough to know Brachot, you need to know really the Gan Shas, because there could be sugyas elsewhere that relate to it. And even if it doesn't directly relate, by analogy, could relate. So that's I think Rav Schachter says like that, so that's the piece with that. Now,
this is a quick question.
Yeah, what's up? Question. What do you got for me? Pace up that.
If you miss Al Anisim in the right place in benching, can you say it at the point in the Al Adiyavo, or you lost it?
Yeah, so, no. You can't, if you didn't say it in Hoda'ah, you can't say it in Bona Yerushalayim. You cannot say it in Bona Yerushalayim. But what the poskim bring down, though, is there's a different version for Al Anisim, in which you say, like kishem, in other words, like, you should do these miracles again for us. So there's a way to formulate it, and you'll say it, in essence, after the benching is over, but you say in the harachaman. Harachaman.
Oh, I see.
Harachaman, yaselenu nisim, kemosha asah, bimei, Mordechai ve'Esther, or kemosha asah, bimei Matthew ben Yochanan, and say it like that, and then in that way. But,
okay.
But otherwise, you really missed it. All right.
Okay.
All right, now there's another piece here I want to go over. So we mentioned about saying Al Hanisim during Chanukah. So this is a piece from the Al Adaf. He says, on Shabbos, Yantiv, and Rosh Chodesh, you say the Al Hanisim, you say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. Rava says the name Rav Tzchora, that on Chanukah is only Drabanan, there's no obligation to insert Al Hanisim. However, one wishes to recite it, you should say it in Nodelecha. Now, Tosfos and the Rush cite a Tosefta in Brachot, which states that one who omits Al Anisim and Chanukah need not repeat Shemona Esrei or Birkas Hamazon. This is only a rabbinic festival. And he says the Mordechai cites the novel opinion of the Rav Yah, who maintains that since today the accepted practice is for everyone to recite Al Anisim and Chanukah, it is now compulsory. Shavi alai alav chova, kichova. In other words, so the Lord, again, so the Gemara learns, if I leave out al anisim, so I left it out. In other words, I'm not obligated to even mention al anisim, if I leave it out, I'm okay. So the Mordechai, he quotes the Rav Yah, that now, Shavi alai kichova, everybody's accepted upon themselves, say al anisim, like an obligatory item. Therefore, he rules, if one recites Birkas Hamazon with the intention of reciting Al Anisim, because he considers it compulsory, and then mistakenly omits it, he's obligated to repeat Birkas Hamazon. So according to the Mordechai, this is a tremendous chiddush, if I leave out Al Anisim, I do have to go back and repeat the Birkas Hamazon, because everybody's accepted Al Anisim as a chova now. Now, the Gemara in Brachot, Amem Tet, postulates that one who omits Yalav Yavo must repeat Birkas Hamazon, only if the meal he ate was compulsory. So the Gemara Brachot discusses, when do I have to go back and repeat Mein Hama Ora? It could be Yalav Yavo, it could be Ritzei. So on Yantiv, when there's a mitzvah to eat bread, so in honor of Yantiv, you have to repeat the Birkas Hamazon. In other words, if the meal is obligatory, then I have to go, and I leave out the Yalav Yavo, I got to go back. However, on Rosh Chodesh, if I leave out Yalav Yavo, I don't have to repeat Birkas Hamazon, because there's no obligation to eat bread. Now, he says, so the Mordechai quoted the Rav Yah. So the Rav Yah said, now everybody's accepted Al Anisim as a chova. So the Mordechai, in light of the above Gemara, asserts that even the recital of Al Anisim is, even if the recital of Al Anisim is a mandatory in Chanukah, since one is not obligated to eat a bread meal in Chanukah, the omission of Al Anisim should not require. In other words, the Mordechai quotes the Rav Yah, that everybody's now accepted Al Anisim as a chova. So the Rav Yah says, now, if you leave out Al Anisim, you have to go back and repeat the benching. So the Mordechai says, it can't be more chamur than Yalav Yavo. Yalav Yavo, I only have to repeat the benching if I had to have a bread meal. Let's say it was Yom Tov, and I left out Yalav Yavo on at night or in the day, the first meal, the first two meals, so then I have to repeat it. But it can't be more chamor than that. So on Chanukah, where there's no, is there an obligation to have a meal? So the simple pshat, there's no obligation to have a meal on Chanukah. So even according to the Rav Yah, I should not have to repeat the benching. The Marshal maintains the Rav Yah is not referring to Chanukah, but rather Purim. So the Marshal says the Rav Yah was never talking about Chanukah. The Rav Yah was talking about Purim. On Purim, there's a Chiv Suda, and that's what he meant. So that if you leave Al Anisim out on Purim, according to the Rav Yah, you do have to repeat the benching. Now, the Bach asserts that even on Chanukah, one is obligated to have a bread meal. And accordingly, the Rav Yah could refer to Chanukah as well as Purim, since on both of these holidays, eating a bread meal is obligatory, according to the Bach. So it's not simple pshat, but the Bach says you do have to have a Hamotzi Lechem on Chanukah. Now, the Magen Avraham rejects the ruling of the Rav Yah and the Marshal, arguing that regardless of whether the Purim and Chanukah meals are compulsory, and whether they accepted a practice to recite on Nisim is always to recite on Nisim, failure to recite it does not require one to repeat, because the festival is Chanukah Purim only to Rabbanan. They deduce proof from the Tosef decided above, which is that even if one omits Al Anisim from the Shmona Esrei, not to repeat it. So even though the recital of Shmona Esrei is certainly compulsory. Okay, so anyway, you have some of the ideas there with that. Okay, let me go back on the Gemara. Now, by the way, I do want to mention one other thing. One second. Now, first of all, if you look in the third wide line in Tosfos, in the Tani Reboshia on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, so it says Umi Waf B'Chanukah Purim Im Lo Amar B'Tefila In Machzir Noto. On Chanukah Purim, if I leave Al Anisim, I don't have to go back. Tani Behedi B'Tosef De Brachot, and then. And then if you look at the second to last line in the next Tosfos, the Tosfos that begins Dibur Matil Tani Yodam Amadot, it's around the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth wide line. So, again, so Rashi said that if I would say Anenu in Shacharis, and then I broke my fast, I would be a Shakran in my Tefillah, I'd be a liar in my Tefillah, because I'm saying, it's Yom Tzom Tani Tein, I'm eating. So v'kasha l'riyim kini yachlo ve'adam tani toforeya. So the Gemara in the first parak learned that sometimes a person could be fasting, and then a suddas mitzvah will come up, and he'll, in other words, it's a private fast. So he'll stop that fast, and then he'll fast on another day. So he says, So again, so it means that he takes it that the original minhag is to say Aneinu in the three tefillot. And then the Gemara says, though, that a person could be, you know, he could be lobetani to parea. A person's circumstances could arise in which I'll break the fast, I'll have a sudas mitzvah, and then I'll fast a different day to make up my obligation to make the fast. And the Gemara doesn't say, well, he was a shakran, he was a liar in his tefillot. So that's just something that Tosos brings up. Okay, let's go back in the Gemara. So we're around 10. Everybody good? Okay. So
what do you do for Tisha B'Av? Do you say Aneinu all three tefillot or just one?
So on Tisha B'Av, we Ashkenazim do the way we normally do, which is we only say Aneinu at Mincha.
Okay.
All right. And I assume that Sfardim do also do the same way they do during the year. Okay. Now, it was just that we learned one Shita from the Rishonim that held that when we say to mention rule three, it was just like a fast like Tisha B'Av. But okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now,
I have a quick question. If you said Aneinu for a private fast, isn't that a lie? Because it's not we're in pain. It's Aneini. Why would you say Lashon of Aneinu?
Well, first of all, like Aneinu, I would say generally means answer us. I assume there are other Yechidim in the world who are fasting that day, whatever day you're picking to fast.
But it's a private fast.
I understand it's a private fast. I'm saying, but any day that you pick to fast, there are also other people in the world who are fasting that day. Let's say there's 10 million, whatever, how many million Jews there are in the world. So there are other Jews that are fasting. I assume that would be the way we go. Like it's like Tfilas Hadera. Like you're making the trip yourself. You say, Shetoli Cheinu, B'tadri Cheinu, but you're the only one who's traveling. But there are other people who are traveling that day. That's what I assume. Okay. All right. Let's go back to muting and then we'll break in another 10, 15 minutes. Okay. So now, 10 lines from the bottom. So Ibailu, the question was asked in the Beis Medrash, Ma'olazkir shel Chanukah b'musafin. Now, let's say every Chanukah has Rosh Chodesh Teved in the middle of Chanukah. So on Rosh Chodesh, I daven a tefillah musaf. So in the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, do I have to mention Al Hanisim? So he says, Kamen delayed bay musaf b'didei lomad karinan. Since there's like, in other words, Musaf has got nothing to do with Chanukah. In other words, Musaf stands alone, separate from Chanukah. So maybe I shouldn't mention it. He says, O Dilma Yomu Shekhaya Ba'arba Tefilot. Or I'll say, look, it's just the day is today is a day during Chanukah. And during Chanukah, in all the Tefilot, I mention Al Hanisim. That's his thing. In other words, do we say that? In other words, the Tefilot Musaf corresponds to the additional sacrifice that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash for Rosh Chodesh. The additional sacrifice got nothing to do with Chanukah, right? In other words, that's just a tefillah that relates to the Musaf. So do I mention Chanukah or not? Do I say, well, it's during Chanukah, so I'll mention it, or it's got nothing to do with it? So Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda d'Amri Tarvayu eino mazkir. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say, you don't mention Al Anisim on the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh Teve. Rav Nachman of Rav Yochanan, the Amri Tarvayu Mazkir, but Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan both say that we do mention Al Anisim in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh of Teved. Amar Abayi Rav Yosef, so Abayi says Rav Yosef, and we know that Rav Yosef was his Rebbe, and so he says, Had Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda to Ravu. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said you don't mention Al Anisim, so he's saying that opinion that you do not mention Al Anisim in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the Tefillah Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, is really Rav's opinion, he thinks. The Amar of Gittel Marav, because Rav Gittel said in the name of Rav, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yopi Shabbat, let's say Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos coincide. So it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Hamaftir ben Avi, b'Shabbat, Eino Sirich Lazkir, Shal Rosh Chodesh. So let's say I'm saying the Haftorah that day. So when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we usually say Ashalayim Kisi. But do I mention Rosh Chodesh in the Brachot? No, it's the Brachot of the Haftorah. Do I mention Rosh Chodesh in the Brachot? So no, I do not mention Rosh Chodesh in the Brachot, right? In other words, so if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so even though the Haftorah I'm reading relates to Rosh Chodesh, I don't mention Rosh Chodesh in any of the Brachot. I just say Mikadesh HaShabbat. That's the whole thing. I leave Rosh Chodesh out of it. He says, why? Shilmalei Shabbat enavib Rosh Chodesh, because were it not for Shabbos, there would be no Haftorah. In other words, the Haftorah is purely because it's Shabbos. The Haftorah has got nothing per se to do with Rosh Chodesh. In other words, the fact that there is a Haftorah. So the fact that I'm saying Haftorah is just because it's Shabbos. So I'm only going to mention Shabbos in the Brachot. In the same way, he wants to say, when I daven Musaf, the Musaf has got nothing to do with Chanukah. So I'll leave out Chanukah from the Brachot. So the Gemara says, Mi Dami, how are those cases comparable? Hatam, Navi with Rosh Chodesh like a klal. So on Rosh Chodesh, there's no Haftorah, zero. Hacha, Ita ba'arvid v'shachrin mincha. But when it's, we're talking about one of the tefillah, it was Musaf, the way we have it, it's a tefillah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe it's a tefillah and it fits in with a panoply of other tefillah. I daven Mariv, I daven Shachris, I daven Musaf, and I daven Mincha. Maybe I still could have Yalav Yavo in there. The Gemara thinks it might be different. El Lahad Dami. So rather the Gemara says, it's more comparable to the following case. Excuse me. The Amar of Achad Voy Amar Rav Matna Amar Rav. So they have a different statement of Rav. Again, Rav holds you do not say Al Anisim on Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. He says Yom Tov Shekaliu B'Shabbat when Yantiv coincides with Shabbos. So I have a Yantiv and a Shabbos the same day. Hamaftir Ben Avi B'Mincha B'Shabbat Ein Tzirich Lazkir Shel Yom Tov. So the Gemara takes it that there's a Haftorah at Mincha. We don't have a Haftorah at Mincha, though we'll see what Rashi and Tosfos have to say about this. But just assume for a moment that they were saying a Haftorah at Mincha. So it's Shabbos and it's Yantiv, and they're saying a Haftorah at Mincha. So I don't have to mention Yantiv in the Brachot of the Haftorah. Shomalei Shabbat in Aviv B'Mincha B'Yom Tov. In other words, the existence of the Haftorah is totally, purely something at Mincha is something that totally relates to Shabbos, not to the Yantiv. So in the morning, the Haftorah could be both. In other words, Shabbos and Yantiv, I'll have both of them mentioned in it. I'll say, you know, Mekadesh Shabbat v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. But in the afternoon, I'll just mention Shabbos. Now, so that argument would cut against saying Al Anisim in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. In other words, that even though it's part of other tefillah, but here you have another Haftorah that day, and the other Haftorah, I do mention it. So the fact that I'm mentioning one doesn't mean I mentioned the other. The fact that I'm mentioning one tefillah doesn't mean I'll mention the other tefillah. Now, let's look at Rashi on this. let's take a look. If you look, 8 lines from the bottom in Rashi, Amaftir ben Aviv b'mincha b'Shabbat, Rashi says, Matzati b'tshubat ha'gaonim, shuregil nekrop ben Aviv b'Shabbatot b'mincha asra p'sukim. He says that he found in the shuregil nekrop that they said a haftorah at mincha. They would say a short haftorah, 10 p'sukim. Uvimei parsim gazru k'zeber shalul asot. And then there's always something about Persia that comes up. So in the time of the Persians, they made a decree not to do it. The Kamish Nistalku and Nistalku. Once it was abrogated, they never restored it. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Now, let's look at the last Tosfos. Everybody have it? Shemalei Shabbat and Avi B'Mincha. Were not for Shabbos, there wouldn't be an Avi at Mincha. So Tosfos V'Kasha L'Ri did not prepare Shlishi to Megillah. B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shabbat Mincha Korin Shlosha V'Ein Maftirin Ben Avi. So the Ri asks, in other words, he says, Rashi's pshat doesn't make sense. The Gemara learns mefurash that you do not have a haftorah at Shabbos Mincha. So how could it be that there would be some custom to say the haftorah on Shabbos Mincha? So he says, 2 lines from the bottom, v'tireis Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam explains, d'navi d'hacha enu k'tuvim. So Rabbeinu Tam says, even though it says navi, it's using the term loosely, it means the k'tuvim, the hagiographer. So he says, Shayu maftirim b'ktuvim b'shabbat b'mincha. They would say a section from the ktuvim at Shabbos mincha. Ki da'amar perikol kitvei, b'nerera paski sidra b'ktuvim b'mincha tad shabta, v'megila ayri b'navi mamash. So when the Gemara says that we don't have a haftorah at mincha, it's talking about from the Nevi'im, from the prophets. But here, the way the Ri is saying, it's talking about from the ktuvim. Now, there's a piece from the Rav on this, where he talks about, you know, there's there are 5 Megillot, the 5 Megillot that we learn during the year, right? Everybody knows the 5 Megillot. We have Esther and Eicha, right? Esther on Purim and Eicha on Tishbav. And then we have Shir Shirim that we learn at Pesach in a few days, where, you know, if we were in Shul, we would be learning Shir Shirim, but you could still say it at home. How is this depressing thinking about this? And then we have Rut on Shavuos, and we have Kohelet on Sukkot, right? That's the 5 Megillot. Now, there's a piece of Torah in the Hari Kedem where the rabbi asks, why is it that on Purim morning, first we do Kriyas HaTorah, and then we do the Megillah. On Tish B'Av, first we do Kriyas HaTorah, then we do Megillah. On Tish B'Av we lay an Eich at night. But the other days, though, when we have Shir Shirim and Rut and Kohelet, so we lay that before we do Kriyas HaTorah. You got it? So the question is, why when it comes to the Megillah, do we do Kriyas HaTorah and then the Megillah? And the other days, we do the Megillah and then we do Kriyas HaTorah. Everybody got it? Everybody got the question? So Lechora, it should be Tadir B'Shino Tadir Kodim. Lechora, I would think Kriyas HaTorah should come first, because Kriyas HaTorah we have the whole year round, and this we just have on this occasion. So why is it that we flip it on it's usually Shabbos Chol HaMoed when we do the Megillahs, or on Shavuos, so we'll do it on the second day Shavuos here in the Chutz La'aretz. So why do we flip it around? Okay, Aaron Gershon, please mute yourself. Just wait 1 minute. No, mute. No, don't say anything. Mute. I'll open it up in 5 minutes, okay? So the mute. Please mute yourself. Okay, thank you. So the Rav explained that there was a Gezeirah D'Rabbanan, which we'll have later on our Masechta, against reading the Ketuvim on the day of Shabbos. In other words, they wanted people to study in the Beis Medrash, and Bizman Chazal, the Ketuvim were like a popular novel. Ooh, I have the Ketuvim. I'm reading this Ketuvim. It's like a hot novel. So Chazal didn't want people reading the Ketuvim on Shabbos. They wanted them going to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos. So he said, we're making a gezeirah that you're not allowed to study the Ketuvim on Shabbos. So at which point does that gezeirah click in? When does it finish? So the Rav said that the gezeirah begins with Kriyas HaTorah. Once I have Kriyas HaTorah, that's the mechayev to be osek in the nyanim from Yantiv. In other words, I hear Kriyas HaTorah, now I'm obligated to do the denim of Yantiv. And then it concludes at Mincha. So on Purim, I'm defaulting to the regular rule. I don't have any gezeirah on Purim, so I have Kriyas HaTorah, then I hear the Megillah. But on the other days, So I want to lay in the Megillah, but I don't want to run afoul of this gzeira not to do the Ketuvim. But if I do the Ketuvim before Kriyas Torah, I'm okay with it. That's the way he takes it. Okay, now what do you got for me, Aaron Gershon? What do you have?
I just wanted to say that the Young Israel of Great Neck is the only shul that I can recall that follows this midnight. Everywhere else I go was Ashkenaz, Sfar, Sephardi, and Chabad. Not follow this minhag.
What do they do?
They read it after services are over.
You mean on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach they lead Shir HaShirim after Musaf?
Yes.
I think the more minhag is the way that the Young Israel has it. I don't think we're the only place that does it this way, frankly. But I think that's much more LP Masorah the way we have it. I really don't understand the other way thing that they're doing. Okay, let me go back. All right, now let's take a look further in the Gemara. All right, now turn the page. Now we're on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Everybody with me? Okay. So the Gemara says, "V'leit hilchata kechol hani shmaitata." So then the Gemara says the halacha does not follow all these opinions that we mentioned before. Now, when we say it doesn't follow all these opinions, so the Gemara Rashi says Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said that that we don't mention Alanisim in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So we don't follow that. That's fine. And then he says also of Rav Gittel. Now, Rav Gittel, what did Rav Gittel say? One said, Rav Gittel said that...
He was quoting up.
Yeah.
He was quoting up.
Okay, just 1 minute. Rav Gittel, the name of Rav. Rav Gittel said that Rosh Chodesh, which is on Shabbos, the one who's Maftir Benavi, doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh. Now, the... Yeah, and so it's not so pashut. If you look at the top Tosfos, so the second line, Tosfos says, "V'omer Reem, Deloyalu no de Rav Gil Bahadayu. So the Rish says he should not have mentioned that Rav Gil is ones that we do not follow. The Afil Rabbi Shuban Levi Moda, the Ain Sarith Laskir Shirosh Kodesh Ben Avi, came into the Avi Barosh Kodesh like a plow. In other words, the way Rashi's learning, Rav Gil says, when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Birkos HaTorah. And then the Gemara says, we don't follow Rav Gil, according to Rashi. So Tosfos says, I don't think that's right. I think the halakha is like Rav Gil. He says, V'chein anu no'agim shalul hazkir. So Tosfos says, we follow Rav Gil, that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachot of the HaTorah when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Now, there is a little bit of a wrinkle with this, and that's on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach and Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So the Sfarim don't mention Shabbos at all on either one of those Chol HaMoed days. We Ashkenazim do have a minhag to make a chiluk between Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos and Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. So when it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we do mention the Yantiv in it. So we'll say Mekadesh HaShabbat for Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and we mention the Yantiv, Sukkos. But on Pesach we don't do it. So why is that? So one reason that's brought down from the Ruch HaShulchan, and he quoted it in the Aleph Daf, is that on Sukkos it's Chalukim B'Korbanotayim. On Sukkos every day is a different Korban, so it's a greater Chashivas to each day. So in that way we do mention it there. There's also a minag that on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, so in the Kedusha of Musaf we say Adir Adirenu, whereas on Pesach we don't. All right, let me just finish the sugya and then I'll open up the floor for some questions and comments. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says V'leih Hilchta Kulchani Shmaita. So the halacha doesn't follow all these memories. Ela Kihadam Rabbi Shuban Levi. Rather, it follows what Rabbi Shuban Levi taught. Yom Kippurim Shechaliot B'Shabbat, when Yom Kippur coincides with Shabbos, Hamitpala Ne'ila Tzarich Lazkir Shel Shabbat. In other words, let's say it's Ne'ila. So Ne'ila has got nothing to do with Shabbos. Ne'ila is an extra tefillah you say at the end of the fast day, right? Ne'ila. It's like the Rav explained, it's like the icing on the cake. That's the way Rav Schechter in his Sefer doesn't say icing on the cake, but it means it embellishes all the tefillah of the day. So in that Ne'ila, I do have to mention Shabbos in Ne'ila. Yom Hu Shenechayev Ba'arba Tefilot. That day is Chayev and Arba Tefilot. It means Arba Tefilot beginning with Shacharis. So Shacharis, I have Musaf, I have Mincha, and then I have Ne'ila. So even though the Tefilah per se doesn't relate to Shabbos, I still mention Shabbos in the Tefilah. Similarly, with the Musaf on Chanukah, even though the Tefilah per se doesn't have anything to do with Chanukah, I do mention it because it's we're following the day. So the Gemara says, Kasha Hilchata Hilchata. So now the Gemara says, I have a contradiction. Amri Hilchata Rabbi Shuman Levi. You say the Lach follows Rabbi Shuman Levi, i.e. that on the Ilah, I'll mention Shabbos in it. But Kaimalan Hilchata Karava. And we also hold the Lach follows Rava. The Amar Rava, Yom Tov Shechaliot B'Shabbat, when Yom Tov coincides with Shabbos, we didn't have this halacha up to now. Now the Gemara is another halacha that's not working in. Shliach Tzibur, I read the Fnei Teva Arvid, Eino Tzibur Lazkir Shal Yom Tov. Let's say it's Leil Shabbat, it's Friday night, and it's a Friday night that coincides with Shabbat, with Yom Tov. So it's Yom Tov and it's Shabbos. Now I have the Bracha Chatmein Sheva. I have that one Bracha, which is a synopsis of the seven brachot. It's sort of like a mini Chazar Sashatz that's unique to Friday night. So in that bracha, now it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, so Rava says when the Shliach Tzibur recites that bracha, he'll only mention Shabbos, he won't mention Yom Tov. Shilmalei Shabbat, in Shliach Tzibur, Yoreid Arvid, Yom Tov. Because were it not Shabbos, he would not recite this bracha at all. So therefore, he only mentioned Shabbos. So again, so like, it's Hadar Kusha L'Dukta. So we just finished saying, by Ne'ila when it's Shabbos, so I'm going to mention Shabbos in it, because it's one of the tefillah of the day. And when it's Musaf on Chanukah, on Rosh Chodesh, I'm going to mention Al-Nisim, it's one of the tefillah of the day. But here, on when it's Yantiv and Shabbos, I don't mention Yantiv in the tefillah Me'in Sheva. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, how can you compare the two cases? Hatam B'Dinhu, Dafilu B'Shabbat Nami Lo Tzarech. So technically on Shabbos, I shouldn't even have to mention this bracha at all. There's no chazaras hashatz by Marib. I shouldn't even say it even on Friday night. Rabbanan hu takune mishum sakana. The chachamim were mitakin because sakana. The people would come to the shuls at night, and the shuls were out in the fields, and the people would be late. And so if everybody would leave, so the people who were left behind would be vulnerable to the mazikim, these spirits, these demons. So they figured that they'll have this, and then they'll catch up in the tefillah. Aval hacha yom hu shenachai bar b'tefillah. Meaning that the whole takana of bracha, achat mein sheva, was a takana that was just made for Friday night. They only made that bracha for Friday night, b'dafka. The other things are all the tefillah of the day. That's what he wants to say here. Now, let me just take a peek, and then I'll open up the floor. All right. Let me open up the floor. Okay, who's got questions? Anything we did? Anybody have any questions? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to go on, and we're going to finish the daf. All right, let's see. Now, v'loba aliyah v'chulei. Now, if you remember in the Mishnah, this Mishnah we did, it feels like ages ago, because in Daf Yomi everything goes so quickly. So, on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where is the Mishnah? Let me find the Mishnah. Make it Chaf Amud Beis. Yeah, Chaf Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said that you can't light the candle with aliyah or chalev. Aliyah is the fatty tail of the sheep. And I can't use chalev like tallow, like fat. Then it says, Nacham Adi Omer Melekim Echel Mubushal. Nacham Adi says, if it's like cooked tallow, I could light the candle. And the Chachamim say, Chamushal, Chashimushal, and Melekimbo. Whether it's cooked or uncooked, I can't light with it. So the Chachamim say, I can't use any chalev. Nacham Adi says, Chalev Mubushal, I could use. And Chachamim say, well, it's Mubushal, not Mubushal, I can't use it. So the Gemara says, So Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. So the Chachamim and the Tanakama are the same. They both say, I can't use any chalev. So, Ika Beinayu, the Rabruna Amarav, Velo Misaimi. So the Gemara says, the Nafkamina between Shita, we have Shita A, B, and C. The A holds, I can't use chalev. B holds, I could use chalev with Vushal. C so holds, I can't use any chalev. So the Gemara says, so A and C seem to be the same. So the Gemara says there's a nafkamina between A and C, and the nafkamina will be the halacha of Rav Bruna, the name of Rav, which he had on Chaf Aleph. He says if I add some chalev to the oil, I could use it. So the Gemara says lo masaimi. It's not one of them holds that halacha. It's not clear whether it's A or it's whether it's C, but one of them holds if the chalev is added to the oil, then I could use it. And again, the key is whether it lights well enough so that I'm not afraid that the person will come to tilt the candle. All right. Now, let me do the next Mishnah, which should all be familiar to all of you. It's coming off your lips. So, Manitin, Eim Alekim Shemen Sreifa B'Yom Tov. So, I'm not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa, which you had in the previous Sugya. Shemen Sreifa is Shemen of Truma that has to be burnt. So, it comes out that the Gemara learned earlier that it means if Yontiv is on a Friday, I can't use the Shemen Sreifa to light the Shemen Sreifa on Friday, which is Yontiv for Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eimalin Bikin Be'itran, Nekvot HaShabbat. Rabbi Shmuel says, I can't use Itran. Itran is a smelly oil. So we're afraid that the person will leave the room with the smelly candles, and the purpose of lighting the candles is that you'll benefit from the candles. If it's thinking up the room, everybody's going to leave, so it's not going to fulfill the intention of Chazal. Now, that's where Itran came up. Remember on Chaf Amud Beis, remember the Gemara mentioned Itran, and I said, where was Itran? But here's where Itran is. Chachamim matri mechol hashmanim, chachamim matri with all the oils. In other words, that itran their matri the smelly oil, and then b'shemen shum shemin sesame oil, the shemen egozim nut oil, b'shemen snow note is like radish oil, b'shemen dagim oil from fish. In other words, like somehow you take some of the fluid from the innards of the fish and you light it, b'shemen pakuot. Here he says is colocynth oil, which is some sort of gourd. But itran, you could use the itran of naf, the naphtha. So they say everything's fine. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, in the Mekinel of Shem Zaybabad. Rabbi Tarfon holds, I'm only allowed to use olive oil, only olive oil. Now, the Gemara says, now focusing on the first halacha in the Mishnah, I can't use the Shemen Sreifa. So the rest of the daf, we're just going to talk about that one halacha. So I said, it means when Yantiv falls out on a Friday, like this coming next week. We have a Yantiv on Thursday and Friday. And so on that Friday, the Gemara is saying, according to one who kept in the Gemara, I can't use Shemen Sreifa to light the candles. So Gemara Maitaima, Lefishin Sorfin Kachim Yantiv. There's a special halacha that I'm not allowed to burn Kachim on Yantiv. In other words, like the Gemara takes it, you have Kachim that need to be burnt, let's say like no tar, and the Shemen Sreifa, which is really Truma, but the Gemara compares the two together. So Menani Mila, where do I know this halacha from? Amar Chizkiya b'chein tanit b'chizkiya. So Chizkiya says, and also it was taught in a Bryson from Beis Medrash of Chizkiya, Amar Karabalov t'tiru minuad boker, t'tiru minuad boker ba'ish t'srofu. Don't leave the Korban Pesach over till morning, but if you leave it out till morning, you have to burn it. So if I leave the Korban Pesach over till morning, that's no tar. No tar is the Korban that's been left over. This is the classic example. What is this the classic example of? Now it's time to unmute yourselves. Anybody who can tell me, this is a classic example of a certain type of... What do you got for me, Yosef? What is it? What is it?
I missed a question. What's the question?
What is this the classic example of? All right, it's a lav anitach le'esei.
Right?
When the Torah says, don't do A, but if you do A, do B and fix it up. So the Torah says, don't leave it over till morning. But if you leave it over till morning, burn it. Okay, that's
burn it.
Burn it. Okay, burn. Okay, now, so let's see. Now, he says the Gemara she'ain tam lomar boker. So if you look at that pasuk, the second ad boker is superfluous. It could say below tatirun ad boker, but atari menu tisrofu. Whatever's left over, burn. Why does the Torah repeat ad boker? He says ma tam lomar boker b'achtu l'tin l'boker she'ain the srei fato. The Torah is teaching me that when it says ad boker, by mentioning ad boker twice, I don't burn the korban. Let's say this year, the first night of the Seder is Wednesday night. If I would leave over the korban until Thursday morning, I don't burn it Thursday morning. I burn it Friday morning, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. So say, the Torah is telling me I have no heter to burn. And again, burning is a malacha on Yantiv, unless I have a heter to do the malacha. So I could do it for Ochel Nefesh. But the Torah is saying, don't do it for korbano. So if I have a korban that's no tar, I'm not allowed to burn it. And by extension, the Shemen Sreifa, I'm not allowed to burn it on Yantiv. Abaye Amar, Amar Kro, Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato. Abaye has a different source to teach me that I can't burn the Shemen Sreifa on Yantiv. Abaye Amar, Amar Kro, Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato. This is the Ola of Shabbos in its Shabbos, but not the Ola of Chol B'Shabbos, meaning the Korban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, the limbs I have to put on the Mizbeach before Shabbos. I can't put the limbs on, in other words, normally the I have to have it burning before Shabbos. He says, V'lo Olat Chol B'Shabbat, V'lo Olat Chol B'Yomtov, and I can't have on the Olat of Chol on Yomtov. So it means the korbanot from the weekday korbanot, I have to put on the mizbeach before. May not be burned on the altar once it's commenced, right? So it has to be put on before Shabbos, before Yantiv. All right, now Rashi brings down. This is on the third wide line in Rashi. So in other words, so those things. So means on Yantiv, on Shabbos, I can only burn korbanot that relate to Shabbos and Yantiv. I can't burn Friday afternoon's korban on Shabbos. I can burn Shabbos's korban on Shabbos. I can't burn Erev Yantiv's korban on Yantiv. I can only burn Yantiv's korban on Yantiv. And so Rashi says, "V'chol shekein kachim psulim lo sarfinan." So kachim which are psulim, kachim which are pasul, you know, which is what we're talking about, I certainly can't burn on Yantiv. All right. Now we have one more proof. He says, Rava Amar, Amar Kra, Hulvado Yeyaseh Lachem. So the Torah says, Ach Asher Yechel Chol Nefesh Hulvado Yeyaseh Lachem. Lechet Ochel Nefesh is permissible on Yantiv. Hulvado, only this. Hu Velo Machshirin. So the Gemara has a drasha, so I'm allowed to cook, but I can't do the Machshirin. Machshirin, I can't build and make a knife on Yantiv. I can't build an oven on Yantiv, even though that would help me with my meal. That's called the Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. So Ad Kedei Kach, that I can't do. Levado, V'lo Mila Shlo B'Zmana. Levado, V'lo Mila Shlo B'Zmana, that I can do the cooking, but I'm not allowed to do a bris shlo bismana. In other words, if a child needs to have a bris milah, but it's not bismana, it's not the eighth day, I'm not allowed to give him the bris on yantiv. He says, da'arki b'kavachomer, even though there's a kavachomer that would lead me to think the other way. So Rashi quotes the kavachomer. So the kavachomer is listing priorities. So let me just go over. So the Gemara mentions, one minute. Yeah. Now, there's an Easter in the Torah to cut off tzaras. In other words, if a person has a neged tzaras, so there's an Easter in the Torah to cut off the tzaras. But if a child has tzaras on his orla, I'm allowed to cut it off. And there was an essay of, so Mila, even Shlo Bismana, trumped tzaras. And there was, think of like, I can't do a blackboard for you in front of here, but on top of the blackboard is Mila. Mila, even Shlo Bismana, is stronger than tzarat. And then, tzarat is docha liavoda. Then underneath tzaras, I have the avoda. It means if a kohen would have a neged tzaras and he wants to do avoda, tzaras trumps the avoda. And then he says, avoda is docha Shabbos. So, and then avoda is docha Shabbos. So I have a chart. So on top of the chart, I have bris milah. That's the number one item. Then underneath it, I have tzaras. Underneath that, I have the avoda. Underneath that, I have Shabbos. So lechora, kavachomer, the bris milah should, even Shlo Bismana, should be docha Shabbos. But he's saying here, not this way. So the idea that Rashi brings down is that he says at the end, you have two lines from the bottom in Rashi, the last two lines, u'memele shamina mina, the mitzvah she'ein zmana kavua, from here I can extrapolate, if I have a mitzvah that's not tied down to a specific time, and I could do it later on, it ain't a docha yom tov, who would demonstrate for kachim tmeim, similarly burning kachim tmeim. So here the Gemara takes a truma tmeim as like the kachim tmeim. So from here I can extrapolate that I'm not allowed to burn the kachim tmeim, or in this case the truma tmeim on yom tov. Now, if you look at the bottom line, and we'll do three more lines, that'll be it for tonight. So Ravashi Amar, Ravashi has a halachic analysis why I'm not allowed to burn the Shemen Sreifa. He says, Shabbaton, turn page, essay. So Yantav is called a Shabbaton, the Shabbaton. V'habala Yomtav essay v'lo tasa. So Yantav is both a positive and a commandment. In other words, lo tasa kol malacha, I can't do malacha on Yantav, is a negative commandment. And then there's Shabbaton. It's called the Shabbaton. So I have an essay to rest. So it's an essay, a positive and a negative commandment. Vein essay docha lo tasav essay. So the essay of Ba'ish Tisrofu, which is the command to burn the kachim that were no tar, the essay can't be docha, can't push away an essay and a lo tasa. In other words, an essay can push away a lo tasa. If I have an essay, a positive commandment, the positive commandment, the Torah says, burn the leftover korban. That's the positive commandment. The negative commandment is, don't do malacha. So I have an essay, so if I have the essay in lotasa, the essay wins out. But if I have an essay opposite a lotasa and an essay, the essay doesn't win out. So I can't burn the thing. Anyway, the bottom line is, the Gemara has learned that we don't burn Shemen Sreifa on Yantiv. And that being the case, so I can't use it to light candles when Yantiv's on a Friday, and I want to light Friday candles with Shemen Sreifa. Okay, all right, who's got questions? Robert, you look really puzzled. Yeah, who's got questions? Anybody got questions? What do you got, Aaron?
Do I get the link for the next year?
What?
Did someone give me the link for the 9 o'clock shear?
Oh, all right. Which shear is that?
Isn't there a shear now?
Would you tell me which year is
that? Rabbi Yitzchak is doing some kind of questions for Passover.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Blin.
Okay. Does anyone have a link? I'll get there.
Okay, Blin Netter, I'll send it to you after the shear, Aaron Gershon, okay? I think I have the link. If I have the link, I'll send it to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And let me send it to you right now. Let me just do this. Any other questions about the Gemara? Any other questions about the Gemara? Okay. Livia, how you doing? How's life in Riverdale? Livia, unmute yourself. Unmute yourself. Unmute yourself. There's a Life is doing well. How's Ed doing?
I'm okay. I need great leg, but I'm okay. During the summer, I committed and I got women during the summer.
All
right. On Monday, I gave a class, two classes actually. On Monday morning, the summer months, July and August. I did that this summer and last summer. So he gave me a cashier with a great neck.
Okay, one second.
Hi, Eric. I sent you the link.
All right.
Good to see you, Livia.
Thank you.
All right, Aaron, so I'm not going to send it to you because Fern sent it to you, okay?
Okay. Lila Tov Kindle.
Okay, nice seeing everybody. Yosef, you're good? Okay, let me just stop this.